And welcome to In Focus. Today, my guest on a very snowy day in the studio is Barb Lowton. Barb is the co-chair for the Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Advisory Committee, Lanark County. Welcome, Barb.
Thank you.
Hi, it's good to have you. Now, we were just talking in the lobby before we came in, and I said, I don't think I've ever heard of you. What is the advisory committee?
The advisory committee is a group of community partners, mostly service agencies, who deliver first-line sexual assault and domestic violence services, or agencies who don't deliver first-line services, but because the nature of the services they deliver come into contact with victim survivors of sexual assault, mm-hmm. domestic violence. And we're an advisory body. So what we do is we meet quarterly. And we discuss how we're delivering services, what some of the challenges to that are, how can we support one another in how we deliver services, what gaps are existing, what are the community needs, and we discuss all of those things and hope to provide better quality services, improve ease of access to services, and hopefully minimize the trauma that sometimes seeking service can cause. Yeah.
So who are some of the members not the members, but the agencies that they would be representing on the board?
There's quite a diverse group of agencies represented on the committee. The Crown Attorney's Office is represented, the Perth and Smiths Falls Hospital Sexual Assault Domestic Violence Program, Victim Witness Assistance Program, Perth Police Service, Smiths Falls Police, OPP, Lanark County Interval House, the Children's Aid Society, Probation and Parole, Partner Assault Response Program, Open Doors for Lanark Children and Youth, Ontario Works, Developmental Services, Adult Protective Services, North Lanark Community Health Center, Smiths Falls and District Community Health Center, Lanark County Mental Health, the District Health Unit, Victim Services, and the two boards of education, as well as Connections.
That is a huge number of agencies. How long has this committee been in existence?
A committee dealing with the issues has been in existence in Lanark County for the better part of 20 years.
Okay.
There have been a number of different committees with slightly different mandates and slightly different configurations, but just about in the last 8 years ago, a number of committees sort of amalgamated, mm-hmm. and it became one body dealing with sexual assault and domestic violence issues together.
So it's like one voice speaking rather than disparate groups,
yes.
all over the...
Yes, yes.
How prevalent, for an organization to be in existence that long, how prevalent is sexual assault, domestic violence in Lanark County?
Unfortunately, it's quite prevalent. It's not an issue that a lot of people like to talk about all of the time. However, all of these services are busy, mm-hmm. and getting busier.
Yeah.
So the need is definitely there. The instances of violence are regular. Statistics don't always tell us the truth about what's really going on. The police services are dealing with a tremendous number of domestic violence calls on a regular basis, but hospitals or a women's shelter or other agencies don't always see those clients as well. So each agency has a different set of statistics. And what we know for sure is that reporting of sexual assault and domestic violence to anybody is there's a huge number of unreported instances, and many, many victims will say that they didn't tell anyone when they have an opportunity to disclose in an anonymous case. Sometimes the general social surveys ask those questions. Mm-hmm. And we know that in sexual assault cases in particular, it's less than 10% of instances of sexual assault are reported officially. And if we look at conviction rates within the court system, those are certainly quite low as well compared to the number of cases that we're aware of anecdotally from speaking with members of the community.
Yeah, there's still that sense of, unfortunately, that sense of shame and embarrassment.
Yes, for yeah. sure. And people feel very isolated. And living in a rural area, we also have some other challenges around people reporting and people getting service. We have difficulty with transportation. Some people don't have transportation. Access to information is limited if we don't have internet access or good internet access. Sometimes we don't have great phone services in some of the rural areas. Certainly cell phones and pagers don't always work in some of those areas. And victims are sometimes very challenged to make that call or to drop in somewhere and ask for the help when there are so many challenges. Yeah. It's sometimes just easier in a practical sense to not make that report. Yeah.
So part of the role of the committee is public education.
Correct? Yes, it is. Yeah. Absolutely.
What sorts of things have you been doing in the area of public education?
The past year has been very, very busy, both with public education and professional development education. With public education, we've had an opportunity to do a number of projects. There was a distribution of a child safety book. It was a book for parents to use with children ages 3 to 5 on personal safety. It was written by a Calgary police officer and illustrated by one of her colleagues. We were able to distribute those by volunteer at Maple Fest, at Riverside Jam and Carlton Place, at the Puppets Up Festival in Elmont. And so a lot of those books went out into the community, which is great. They've also been made available free of charge to our public libraries.
I was going to ask that. Good.
It's called My Mum Says, a Safety Book for Kids, okay. And all of the public libraries in Lanark County received some copies of those.
So there's some tips for parents on, it seems so young, 3 to 5.
Well, it is young. It's very young. But what we've come to see in the work that we do is in frontline service delivery is that by the time we get to grades 7 and 8, some of those behaviors that are inappropriate are getting harder and harder to change. And the messages that young kids are receiving isn't certainly supportive of getting those behaviors mm-hmm. to change at that level. So when we see kids that are engaging in what we have called bullying behavior, what they're actually doing is assaulting other children yeah. and sexually harassing other children often. And we look at statistics of kids in grade 4, 5, and 6 who are actively reporting sexualized behaviors and sexual harassment at those ages, and we're still calling it bullying.
And this is like 10 and 11 year olds. Yeah,
yeah. We need to really stop prettying it up with the language and deal with it head on. So the younger we can find a way to, younger ages, when we can find a way to speak to kids earlier on, we're probably going to do a better job of prevention.
Mm-hmm. And you had a big year this year because you you have official funding now.
We did. The committee has been in existence for a very long time without any formal annualized funding. We have been very fortunate that there have been members of the committee who were willing to sit down and write grant proposals, and some of those have been successful, and that allowed us to do some projects. But at the end of 2009, we actually received annualized funding from the Ministry of Community and
That's
Social
wonderful.
Services.
So we're talking not a huge, it's sustainable funding. You still will have to apply for grants, but it's
It is. It's substantial. It's not a huge amount, but it is good. Certainly enough to allow us to do some really great projects mm-hmm. in Lanark County and do some more public education events as well as professional development
yeah.
things.
Yeah. What sorts of things did you do last year other than, you handed out the booklets?
So we had some other resources mm-hmm. that were available in the community as well. We had a resource magnet that had all of the emergency numbers as well as some other agency numbers on it. Probably people have seen the hot pink resource card that's a wallet size card that's been distributed in the community. We had 10,000 of those printed.
Wow.
We were able to hire a consultant to develop a justice protocol that deals with how we provide justice services, investigative things around clients with special needs and victimization. We were also able to hire website designers.
Yes, we have to mention the website.
And we're really, really proud of the work they did on the website. It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And
we should give the address. Actually, when I was doing some research for this interview before, this morning I checked out the website. I just thought, I wonder if they have a website. And yes, they do, and it's very nice. So perhaps you could give the address.
The address is www.endabuseinlanark.ca, and I would invite all members of the public to have a look at that and give us some feedback. If there's something that you're looking for that you don't find, we're happy to put it on there. If you're finding something not user-friendly, please let us know that as well. If you have questions or comments for the advisory committee, you can use the Contact Us link. Or members of the community who are interested in the services that any of the member agencies provide or the work of the committee as a whole, members of the community can certainly attend meetings of the committee or become members of the committee mm-hmm. if that's what they would like to do. We would like to hear from the community.
I am talking to Barb Lowton. She's the co-chair of the Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Advisory Committee of Lanark County. And so we've been just talking about the website. So community members are encouraged to become involved because that that's where you get your information.
Really, yes. We do need feedback from the community as to how we're doing.
Yeah. Now, what have you got planned? Had a busy year. What have you got planned for the next year, 2011?
Well, we're in the process of organizing a two-day conference for the spring, probably at the end of March, and we're doing with a focus on professional development, with a focus on violence across the lifespan. We're hoping to have a one-day focus on child sexual abuse with a second-day follow-up dealing with domestic violence in senior women. So that's exciting.
Yes.
And we also have another project that's on the go, and we're hoping to find a way to sustain it, which is a survivor engagement project.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
With a separate grant outside of our regular funding, we were able to hire a woman who has taken sort of an organizational role in working with victim survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence to help them to develop their skills around advocacy, education, and just really empower them to speak up and speak out about the issues that they have faced. That group is working on putting together a couple of different things. They did go up to Queen's Park in Toronto to speak to politicians there about the challenges they've faced on their journeys. And their next couple of projects, one is a public education project. They're hoping to go into the junior elementary classrooms and do some presentations around anti-violence and those types of things. And they're also hoping to do some in-service training for service providers and just let us know how we have done in dealing with their issues, addressing their needs, and some of the challenges that they faced in accessing services in Lanark County.
So this is something you hope, if there's the funding, would continue.
We really hope we're able to continue with that, because they have some great ideas. They're very enthusiastic and energetic and very committed, and we would really like to encourage them to continue with their work.
If people want to get in touch with you, the website's probably the best place. Or is there a phone number? Is there a central phone number?
We don't have a central phone number as a committee. Mm-hmm. However, there is a contact us link on the website, and that email address will go directly to myself and Jackie McWilliam, the other co-chair, and we'll respond to that as quickly as we can. And other than that, I can be reached at 613-257-1837.
Okay, thank you, Barb. Barb, let's do that website address again before I let you go.
Sure. It's www.endabuseinlanark.ca.
It's kind of an unforgettable
it is.
Address, for sure. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for the opportunity
to
be here.
I'd like you to come in again and let us know how the committee's going and some of the projects that are continuing.
That would be great.
It's a huge issue. Thank you. You have been listening to In Focus today. My guest in this studio has been Barb Lowton. She's the co-chair of the Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Advisory Committee of Lanark County.